Our Lord warns us that there will be many false prophets, those who teach and teach under the guise of a sheep's clothing. That is, they simulate piety, they simulate meekness, and they simulate all things. And indeed, they often cover their error by soft and garrulous speech. And the Lord warns us very clearly to be on guard for such, for they will often teach by two extremes, one freeing us to do everything, the other focusing on numbers and repetitions in a rigid Jansenist fashion. Each one simplifies the path to eternal salvation, and ultimately, carried out to an extreme, it takes away the very ability of mankind to exercise virtue, for in each one we become enslaved into one form of sin or another. On one extreme it is usually the sin of lust, on the other it is the sin of pride. And so we must be constantly on guard, and ultimately our protection is to have a good knowledge of our faith, so that we may judge all that we hear, not by the presentation of the teacher, but by whether the teaching conforms to the teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there is only one way to confirm whether it is in conformity with the teaching of Christ. That is it taught by his vicar on earth? And if it taught by his vicar on earth, or is it contrary to that which he tells us? And there are many ways that this is covered up. And again, our Lord tells us it is done often by the appearance of a sheep's clothing. But underneath, what our Lord is saying is that they are really ferocious and ravenous wolves, because puffed up by their pride, they seek men ultimately to follow not the Lord, but to follow themselves and their teachings, promising a simpler way to heaven, a simpler way than the way of the gospel, because the way of the gospel commands that we must strive to exercise virtue in all things. And so let us be constantly on guard, judging the fruit not by its appearance, but by whether it is in conformity with the truth of Almighty God. And that is the sound criteria. And our Lord has promised us that there is one source by which we can be certain that we are following that sound criteria, and that source is his vicar of Christ on earth. And so let us especially pray for the Pope each and every day of our lives, that especially within the mystical body of Christ, all may conform to that which he teaches, and all may love, honor, and revere him as true children of Holy Mother Church. For he needs our prayers, and we must always remember that when we judge the Pope's actions, we must judge them according to sound doctrine. For he, like no other man in this world, must act according to the good of all souls at all times and in all places. He must have within his heart and with his mind not merely the members of the mystical body, but the separated brethren of Christ and all those caught up in pagan and other philosophies. And so he has a great task, a heavy burden, but he knows, as we should all know, that our Lord's yoke is easy and his burden is light, because ultimately, if we exercise that humility by which we submit our minds and our hearts to the formation of Holy Mother Church, our Lord carries it for us. And so let us pray especially that the Lord will carry the heavy burdens that he has laid on the back of the successor of Saint Peter, his vicar on earth, so that in all times and in all places, in good times and in bad times, he may guide the bark of Peter to the shores of eternal salvation, where we will ultimately come to know our God by way of the beatific vision and praise him for all the wonderful things he has done for us, and most especially for that great gift that he has given to the church, by which we are certain to be conformed to truth. Does the Pope teach it? Then it is true. If the Pope does not teach it, then it is false. Or if one tries to explain away that which is clearly taught by the vicar of Christ on earth, then we know, despite the form of the presentation, that we are dealing not with a humble son of Holy Mother Church, but with a ravenous wolf who truly seek souls to devour, because he would ultimately take away the worship of the faithful to God and accrue it to himself, and indeed ultimately carried out to its extreme, all error is none other than imitation of Satan, that first rebellious child who sought to draw the honor and worship due to God and to himself, and ultimately all false teachers, insofar as they are aware of their false teaching, ultimately have become imitators, not of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but truly imitators of the enemy of all mankind, the one whom our Lord described as a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And so we must turn to him who is neither a murderer or a liar from the beginning, but one who came, sent by the Eternal Father, in order to teach us truth, in order to safeguard that truth through the Vicar of Christ, the Vicar of Christ on earth, and ultimately by that truth to lead all souls to the shores of eternal salvation.
Fructum ventris tuum.